That's old news. Loretta's had so many facelifts she can wink her lip. Well, you can't tell if she's crying or drooling. Hey, did you hear about Dr. Quigley? He is having an affair with the fourth floor receptionist. Uh-huh. I think it's over, though. I hear he's seeing his wife on the side. What?
Lorraine, when you finish gossiping, I need the file on the Atkinson board.
Well, he needs a booster.
Fine, thank you. Oh, that's Dr. Bentley.
Oh, it ain't. He's up in maternity getting a sponge bath from Nurse Willow.
Oh.
Doctor's office. Oh, hi, Florence. What have you got for me? No. In a tree?
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
Nobody. Oh, right. 6 years without stepping foot inside a supermarket. And my streak continues. Cream cheese to spread on Betty. Hummus for Helena. Hello, salsa. I'll meet you at a place I call Rosalita Junction.
Hey, Charlie, what's in the bag?
Carol. Hey, that looks like a fascinating book.
This is just my high school yearbook. My 15th reunion's this Saturday.
Now, really, really interesting.
I can't believe Patrick's away for this. I mean, all those people who thought I was a loser. For once, I have this really terrific boyfriend, and I can't bring him along to show him off.
He dumped you already?
He's visiting his aunt in Georgia.
Let me guess. She's sick.
Yes, very.
I know this one. She dies. He goes to the funeral. He meets a lot of cute mourners. He's very sympathetic. Lean on me. Lean on me. Lean on me. Next thing you know, he's in the back of the hearse drawing the drapes. Oldest one in the book.
I know what you're doing, Charlie. You're trying to make me crazy.
I'm way too late for that.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Jogging is great when you're my size. You get to use the carpool lane.
Hi, Danny. Charlie, meet Danny. Danny and I went to school together. We were lab partners in biology class.
Carol was always there for you. She was the smartest, the funniest, the classiest.
Oh, God, I've missed you. Danny, you look thirsty. Would you like something to drink?
Thanks, but I gotta run. Don't forget about Saturday.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. Okay,
better get going. I gotta stop by traffic court. I got a ticket for jaywaddling.
So how was your little run?
Oh, it was great. Four laps around Danny is a mile.
Emily?
What? It was one of Danny's jokes. I thought it was funny.
Well, I suppose, if you're a fan of that kind of humor.
So you're going to this reunion too?
Yeah, Danny asked me.
Whoa, slam on the brakes. You're going to go out in public with that guy?
Yeah, have you got a problem with that?
Emily, Emily. Let me explain something to you. Your image is hot, cute, Weston babe. Now, you go out with the Michelin man, and what happens to that image? Blowout.
Charlie, that is very insulting.
Hey, I know I'm ladling some pretty heavy soup here, but I think it's worth the taste. Image. Everything. Take me. Now, I go to one of my elegant meeting places like Pumpmaster Willie's. Every move I make is designed to build up my image as the Pope of Love.
The Pope of Love?
Well, Pope of Love II. The first pope choked to death on a plastic bead at Club Med.
Charlie, I'm not listening to any more of this.
Guess the soup was too heavy for her. Hello, big idea. Pepperoni pasties.
Just one more thing, Edna. Did you hear about Marlene and Dr. Gallo down in radiology? Why, he wants to break it off, and she's threatened to send his wife x-rays of the whole smutty mess. What?
Levon, do you realize every time you have a free moment, you're on that phone gossiping about somebody in this hospital? Ever occur to you that it's not right, that you're bending the truth?
Now, you just stop right there, Doctor. I do not bend the truth. My info is checked and rechecked through a careful fact-checking process. Florence and Luann in maternity. Now, what I do is just harmless chit-chat that helps break up a day. Now, how about being useful for once and helping me change a light bulb in a supply closet?
All right, come on, let's get it. I can't reach. I have to go to the ladder.
Well, now, don't bother. I'll just get on this box and you just hold me steady. But make sure I'm doctor.
Stop squirming. I can't get a hold of you. Stop. Now you wanted to do it? Let's do it.
Oh, my goodness. Wait until Luann hears about this.
Okay, here's the scoop. Everyone's coming. Absolutely everyone.
What are you talking about?
My high school reunion. It's going to be mobbed. Do you know who's coming? Didi Porchnik is going to be there. This family goes to a lot of groceries. Especially the spreads. Hello? Tucker Wilson?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Oh, Mount Holyoke, then to Europe, then to the rest of the world, then back to Florida.
Yeah, she's still living at the house.
Yeah, I know it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd love to see you. Oh, Tucker, wait, you're just in town for this weekend? Well, she'd have called me earlier. I already have a date for tomorrow night. Will you call me next time you're in town? Okay. Bye.
Tucker Wilson? You turned down Tucker Wilson? You were crazy about him.
I know, Carol.
My God, he's gorgeous. I mean, if Kevin Costner had a child with Tom Cruise,
they'd be in the Inquirer.
You know, I have to hand it to you, Emily. You have character. I mean, you turned down Tucker Wilson, Mr. Everything, for an ordinary guy.
Well, it's just not right to break a date.
I am so impressed with your integrity, and might I say, your mettle.
Carol, let's just drop it.
I mean, you could have gone out with Tucker Wilson.
I know.
Yet you chose a perfectly nice but somewhat rotund account.
Carol, give it a rest. It's enough.
What did I say?
Emily?
Hello? Nobody. All right. Like taking candy from a baby. Wait a minute. It's too easy. It's a trap.
What's up?
Hey, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
What? What's so funny? Sorry, what the hell are you doing? Hey.
Ho.
Would you quit making noises and say something?
Hubba, 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 hubba. Woof, woof. I.
Emily, I found it. This will be perfect for you.
What are you talking about? It's one of your bridesmaids' dress from your wedding.
Yeah, I was finally able to get my husband's fingerprints off of it.
Carol, I don't think I can go through with this date.
Why not?
I'm not the wonderful person you think I am. I have a problem with Danny being so fat. Okay, there, I said it, it's out. God, I hate myself for thinking this way.
Emily, how can you do this to me? I just wasted my entire therapy session telling Sandy what a together person you are.
Why did this have to happen? Why did I even say I'd go in the first place?
Emily, you're an adult. You've made a commitment.
Yeah, I suppose if I broke the date, that'd be a really shallow and jerky thing to do, huh?
That's not for me to judge. All I can tell you is you're entitled to your feelings. Even if they are shallow and jerky.
Look, I know it's bad luck to see your date before a date, but I was going for a jog and I thought I'd see if you wanted to join me.
Well, I'm not really dressed.
Well, then you get dressed. I'll get started. And by the time you put on your sweats, grab a towel, and lace up your running shoes, I just might be reaching the end of your driveway.
Look, maybe some other time.
Okay, I'll see you tonight.
I guess you're really looking forward to it, huh?
Who knows? You never can tell with reunions. Sometimes you end up seeing people you really don't want to see.
Well, hey, look, if you don't want to go, that's okay with
me. Hey, we have a date. I don't break dates.
That's very not shallow and jerky of you.
You have an odd way of phrasing things, Emily. I'll pick you up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, sure.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just feeling a little shallow and jerky.
Hey, Teresa.
I just had to stop by and see you. Why have you been keeping it from me?
What?
You know.
No, I don't.
About you and the doctor having an affair in the supply closet.
Oh, my God.
Where in the hell did you hear that? It is all over the hospital.
Well, it is absolutely, positively, completely, totally, and wholly untrue.
Well, it can't be. It's been through the fact-checking process with Florence and Luann and maternity. Hey, they told me I could run with it.
Well, you keep on a-running and don't stop till you reach the scrub closet and wash your mouth out with soap. Now get!
Laverne, you're white as a ghost.
I just found out there is some horrible gossip going around about me.
Well, I hate to say, but what goes around comes around. So what is this horrible piece of gossip?
You and I are having an affair. We're doing it in the supply closet.
You, Jennifer, I really do have a boyfriend.
That's what you said all through high school.
Look, not only is he holding my hand, he's holding a newspaper with Sunday's date on it.
That still doesn't prove he's your boyfriend.
Why would I go to the trouble of carrying this photo around if it wasn't real?
That's what you did all through high school.
Look, full moon.
Oh, yeah, it really is beautiful up here.
What took you so long?
Hey, it's my fault we were late. I spent an hour looking for my dress shoes until I realized I was wearing them.
Hello.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get something to eat. Actually, I'm good through July, but I am guessing there's cheese in those tacos. Excuse me.
You know, Carol, I know that I said that I couldn't go through with this date, but I'm actually having a good time.
Sure looks like it.
Oh, he was so sweet when he picked me up. He brought me flowers, and he remembered my favorite song and played it on the way over in his car. I mean, it's like an old-fashioned date.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Here comes Eddie Martin, the meanest, nastiest jerk in high school. I vowed if I ever saw him again, I wouldn't give him the time of day.
Carol Weston? You look gorgeous.
9:45. Well, you sure are a good dancer.
Not really. Actually, I'm just trying to work the briefs out of my butt.
I really do mean it. You are a good dancer.
Right. I won a prize once for best couple, and I was by myself.
Danny, why do you always put yourself down?
Well, it's easier than lifting myself up.
Come on, let's just dance.
Look, everybody, I'm a one-man conga line. Hiya!
I do have a boyfriend. I don't care if I was voted most likely to drive men into the priesthood. You were voted most likely to have electrolysis, and obviously you didn't.
That felt good.
Hey, Eddie, you remember Danny?
Hey, pal, do me a favor. Lift that end of the table. I'll just stand here and unhinge my jaw.
Come on, Danny, that's enough jokes,
sure,
okay?
Is that your date?
He's actually very sweet.
Hey, if that gravy bowl gets stuck in my throat, I hope you know the Heimlich.
Would you cut it out, Danny?
Well, look, how thoughtful. An after-dinner mint.
Take me home.
What?
I want to go home. Now!
Guess I'll be going.
Fine.
Before I go, could you just tell me what happened? I thought we were having a great time.
I'm a one-man conga line. Hey, I just pick up the table. I'll unhinge my jaw. Hello.
That's it? The fat jokes?
The fat jokes, the put-downs, yes.
Emily, I always do those kinds of jokes. How come I never bothered you before?
I don't know.
Well, I think I do. You were embarrassed to be on a date with a fat guy.
That's not true.
It is true. You think I haven't seen this before? You were ashamed to be seen with me.
Look, I'll admit that I had second thoughts about going to the party with you, yes, but by the time we'd gotten there, I'd forgotten all about that. I was happy just being with you. Until you started making a jerk out of yourself.
Emily, I learned a long time ago that if you're fat and funny, people like having you around. You're a great guy. But if you're not funny, then all you are is fat.
Danny, you are a great guy. You don't have to prove it with fat jokes.
Holy. You saying you'd actually go out with a guy like me?
Yes, I did. And I would.
Starting now?
Why not?
Okay. I'd like to go and get a cup of coffee at Sally's Diner.
I'd love to.
Great. They have this special deal with me. All I can eat, $600. Start again. How'd you like to go to Sally's?
I'd love to.
Great.
I don't think it was such a good idea us having lunch together, what with this rumor about us having an affair going around. I feel like there's an entire room full of people trying to picture us doing it together.
Laverne, I think your imagination is working overtime. let's just ignore them and just have lunch, okay?
Dr. Seidelman, oh, Lordy, quick, put that Jell-O back.
Why?
Because I have a Jell-O. If we're both having Jell-O, it'll look like we've been wiggling around in a warm set of so much we're starting to eat the same food.
But right now, I think you're getting paranoid.
Hey.
I have a bread pudding. I think I have a bread pudding.
Okay, here's the plan. We make a break for separate tables, and we don't make eye contact at all, understand? Now, when I give the signal, we hightail it. Crackers and cheese.
No, I don't want anything.
No, that's the signal.
Crackers and cheese is a signal? It's a dumb signal.
Just go. We'll hone the signal later.
No. Look, we are just going to sit down and eat lunch like two normal people. So to speak.
Bread and butter.
Please. Sit. Laverne.
Sit.
Thank you.
Let's just forget about everybody.
Okay, fine, but try not to look like you're happy to be with me.
I'll make an effort.
Huh?
What?
We're eating our veggies at the same time. Crackers and cheese.
Nope, that's it. No, there's no more crackers and cheese. This is the only empty table.
Doctor, your hand is touching my arm.
Maybe I should take it off.
No, don't do that.
I mean, what, then I should leave it there?
No, don't do that either. I know. Pretend that big vein in your forehead finally popped, and while you're clutching your head and screaming in pain, I'll make a run for it. I'll rent me a boat and paddle them 80 miles to Cuba. Well, crackers and cheese to you, and if we ever meet again, I'm Consuela.
No, that's it. I've had enough. I'm going to put a stop to this right now. Everybody, excuse me. I'm have your attention,
no,
please.
Doctor, I started this.
I think you all should
know. I'll finish it. Just sit down, Doctor. Now listen up, everybody.
It's obvious who wears the pants in that relationship.
I have a confession to make. It's not what you're thinking, so you can just swab them nasty little thoughts right out of your heads. Now, what went on behind that storeroom door was simply Dr. Weston helping me change a light bulb. But you couldn't wait to turn it into a smarmy little story besmirching my reputation and the reputation of the finest pediatrician in Miami.
He's the horniest pediatrician in Miami.
I heard that. Well, I have too much respect for this man to let it go on a minute longer. You see, doing the gossip is one thing. Being the victim of it is another. I'm ashamed I was ever a part of it, and you should be, too.
Well done, Laverne.
Well, now, I think the good doctor and I have had enough of you in this company for one afternoon.
I'm sorry, Doctor. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Laverne.
Well, I'm glad we finally put that to rest.
Nooner, they're going to have a matinee.
Sorry, I'm glad you're here. Listen, I want to straighten something out. Now, you know there was never any truth that I'd gossip.
Come on.
I'll show you exactly what happened. We went into the closet and to change a light bulb. The door was ajar. Laverne was standing out on top of his box. Now, you know, she's very ticklish. So I said, stop squirming. I can't get a hold of you. I said, come on, Paris, enough. Stop fooling around.
Hey.
Come on.
Oh, my God.